with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're doing everything that's just plain old fun on the grill. And if you've had the opportunity to put some jalapenos on the grill, there's some tips and techniques that you need to do so you don't burn your guest palate. But Barbecue Bob's got one going on right now that has many components in it that are very, very popular with the grilling crowd, and that is it's got bacon, it's got chicken, it's got jalapenos and some stuffing. So what are you thinking, Bob?
I'm thinking Mr. Thompson's passing over one of these Hopewallotomy or whatever it is. And it's looking pretty good.
A whole lot of beer for me.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is The Grillin' Guys. Don't forget to go to our website. It's thegrillinguys.com. And there's all sorts of stuff on it. I'm sorry, we're a little bit lazy, and we're not posting as many recipes as we typically do. And I'd have to blame that on me because I'm rebuilding my house. So I'm really short on time. And it just takes a lot of work to do all that. But we are stealing recipes from people. And this is one I found on Believe It or Not Facebook. And I kept seeing the pictures. And I couldn't resist. It's like, oh, man, it's got all this stuff I love. And it's called a bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper stuffed chicken. That's even hard to
now,
say.
And what was this beer number called, Chaz?
Hopewallotomy.
Yeah, so you do all of that. You've covered the alphabet, baby.
Hopewallotomy, bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper stuffed
chicken.
They'd
go great together.
Yeah, cross-eyed. Okay. Anyway, so I'm as Jop knows, I'm a jalapeno freak. And actually, we after the show last week, we stopped and had a nice Mexican lunch
right
at Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
And I ordered some of their, and I don't know how they say it in Spanish, in Mexican. I don't know how they say it in Spanish, but you basically take a jalapeno and roll it on the grill in oil.
Right.
And that gives it a different profile. If you bake it, it's chipotle. If you pickle it, it's different. If you eat it fresh, it's different. And I'm just a huge, I can
the
my
versatile
own.
Jalapeno.
It's wonderful.
Right.
I can my own, as you know. And
that's another
just
flavor
eat
profile.
Because I put habaneros in with them.
Right. Just not quite hot enough.
They're not.
In your can.
Right. So anyway, this is really cool. It takes some, and I'll be making it tomorrow for my bride. We're celebrating Maureen's birthday and our 35th wedding anniversary. So
you got married on her birthday?
No, our anniversary is actually August 5th. Okay. But we're heading to
that would
the
be
UP.
Tomorrow.
We're heading to the UP, and we're going to Grand Marais. Even though my family are all Upers, and
Whirl.
I spent half my life in the UP, I've never been to Grand Marais.
Oh.
So. Well,
are you going to do these jalapeno poppers?
So Sunday I am. I'm getting steaks from Sobey, and I'm going to get some boneless chicken breasts and get a bunch of large jalapenos. And so you mix this thing up. You get your smoker at about 300 degrees, and you prepare your
it's
poppers.
Almost a grill.
I changed the temperature from the recipe I found.
Sure you did.
I did.
Now you can call it yours.
No, because 275 is a little cooler than I want chicken for several reasons. Safety zone, it's stuffed. There's all kinds of things going on. The real reason is I don't want real heavy smoke on this. I want just a little hint of smoke.
A wisp.
Yeah, because it's chicken. It's a delicate meat. You know, you can ruin chicken with too much smoke. So, you know, you get your jalapenos gutted, right? You know how to gut them, just like a deer. Zip them up with your...
Zip and scrape.
That's
right.
In a food processor, combine your cream cheese, cheddar cheese, and jelly. And I'll post this recipe. Even though I'm ripping it off.
What is and jelly?
Yeah, because it's got apple jelly or orange.
Two words, and jelly.
Jelly.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and
never heard of that ingredient. What's and jelly?
Angeli Roli. So you could also swap it with orange marmalade. I threw that one in there just because I love marmalade.
Once again, now it's your recipe.
Marmaduke. I mean marmalade. So anyway, you throw all this stuff in the processor. You, on the cutting board, you slice the breasts open so that you've kind of made a pocket, right? Without slicing all the way through. So we call that a butterfly. You butterfly a breast. And yes, Chaz is making the motion here. You set one filled popper inside the chicken breast, fold them closed, wrap each chicken breast with three slices of bacon. So you're going to take this jalapeno.
Right.
You're going to take this jalapeno. You're going to put this cream cheese jelly mixture in there. You're going to throw it inside the breast, fold the breast over, wrap it in bacon, and put that baby on the smoker.
Right. And you're going to get that thing to about 165 degrees on an internal temperature.
I'm going to go internal 165.
With and your digital thermometer. Yep. The best tool. If you only have one tool on your grill, you need a digital thermometer.
Okay, I'll take a time out here. Okay. I'm going to bring my chicken to 165.
Right.
Internally, I'm probably only going to be 140. Well, because that cream cheese does not have to get to 165.
Right, and you got.
I want it to still be in there when I'm done.
Yeah.
Here's the key, though. When you get done with this breast, and we all love talking about them, you're going to want to let that thing set for about 10 minutes because it's going to be really hot, and it's going to have hot cream cheese in it.
Right.
And if you're not careful, you're going to slice it, and it's just going to spill all over your cutting board.
Right. Like so many things. After we're done grilling or smoking it, we let it rest before we eat it.
Yeah. It's only going to be better anyway. What don't you rest after you cook it or grill it or smoke it?
Right.
I can't think of really anything. I mean, I guess, you know, there are certain steaks like some people like to bring to your table that are still crackling and sizzling because
that's about the plate, really. It's not about the piece of meat.
They put them on a steel plate and put them under an infrared burner for a minute with butter on it. Just to make it sound like it's popping, but you're really not letting your steak rest that way. So chicken breasts are the same way. About anything, Chaz was talking about a pork loin earlier. You do the same thing with pork loin, right? You wrap it and you park it. You don't dig right into that thing.
So you get this thing done and you park it
and then you slice it.
It's one per person?
I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty big. So I think you slice it into maybe inch-wide cuts. And if
it's a stuffed chicken breast,
you'll see
with bacon on
somebody's promoting it on
Can't
Facebook.
Be wrong.
No, and jalapeno, come on,
right? So, you talked about that. Sounds really good, Bob.
Yep,
that sounds really good. Chaz, you talked about pork apple pie. I've got the smoker hot later today.
I saw this thing,
I want to do this.
I saw this thing on the internet the other day, and I said, I got to try it because you know, they put those pork loins on sale all the time. So I grabbed a chunk of pork loin.
You're talking the one that's about the size of a softball, but long.
But long, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
not the little tenderloins.
It'd
but
be
the
like
ones.
Probably a half a loin if in real reality, because a real loin's about 3 feet long. Don't ever make the mistake of ordering a whole loin. Right,
You see these things on sale all the time, and it makes great, great pork supply for when you're not doing anything real fancy. But I unrolled it. I just kind of took my knife and I cut it about 3/4 inch thick and unrolled this thing out.
So you keep slicing around this thing. It's round. So you keep slicing around the edge and you're unrolling it. So it's going to end up flat, like 3/4 inch thick.
Make a pinwheel out of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. We're going for a roulade, essentially. But then I took the jacquard, bang it up a little bit, and I've got one of the flat blade.
You took
jacquards.
The what?
Jacquard.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I heard a little stutter in there. I thought that hop-a-lot-a-wad-a-me was getting a wad-a-wad-a-you.
Wow, he said it. He got it right.
So anyway, after we get through that tenderization, I'm going to put down some sliced apples. I thin sliced them, put down some brown sugar, some cinnamon, you know, just like apple pie base.
Classic for pork, though. Pork
now, I grabbed
and
a little, I had a little whiskey.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, I got to put a little of that in there to loosen things up.
Now, here's a tip for that. If you got a cheap brother-in-law that brings junk whiskey to your house at Christmas.
Yeah, brother-in-law whiskey.
Yep, you use that stuff.
Yeah, my friend Jim Brockman taught me about that.
Yeah.
But then roll it up real tight. And, you know, I took it in Saran and just tightened it up good, put it in the fridge, just let it get firmed up.
Yeah,
you know?
Good idea. Little tip there. He's talking about rolling it up in Saran wrap or paper.
And then when you get done, you kind of like spin it. You grab the ends like a Tootsie Roll wrapper would be, and you spin that thing a little bit, and it really tightens it up.
Real up real nice.
Yep.
Put it on the smoker. Get it up to our good 165 internal. Let it rest.
Okay.
Slice.
Nice.
That sounds like a really good recipe. We're going to touch on that in a minute. But coming up next, our favorite wine guy is Fenn Valley. Stick with us. We'll be back.